Day-to-day instability is pushing many spouses of active duty military members to a breaking point. Even women who grew up in military families as self-described Army and Navy brats tell us they didn't realize what they were signing up for when they began to juggle the pressures of this life as a military partner. They face obstacle after obstacle, from struggling to secure a job to finding childcare, because they constantly uproot their families as military assignments change. Now, someone who's been through the stresses of military spouse life herself is launching a new pilot program to connect families with resources and peer support. Elisa Bora is an associate professor and director of the Institute for Military and Veteran Family Wellness at the University of Texas at Austin. Elisa, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
I'd love it if you can tell us your own personal experience as an active duty spouse to begin with. What was your quality of life like when your husband was in the Army?
Sure. Well, I have a very positive experience in military life. Of course, though, when he was deployed to Iraq for 15 months in 2006, that was quite a struggle with two young children while I was in graduate school. And I did my best to find close relatives and other friends and family to help out during that time.
Tell me more about that. What were the hard parts?
The hard parts were basically feeling alone all the time and feeling that I had to get up. I felt like it was Groundhog Day. I had to get up every morning really early, get the children ready, who were both under the age of three, bring them to their child care facility at the University of Texas, and then go to classes all day or to my small job or work that I needed to get done for the program. And then going back home, immediately getting them ready for bed, all the household chores, any homework I needed to get finished, and then basically wake up and do the whole thing over again. And I remember the thing I most wanted help with, and this sounds kind of strange, was just someone to watch the kids while I went to the grocery store by myself and could just do some adult tasks that I needed to get done.
You know, you're a researcher, and so it feels like maybe what you did was apply your own personal experience and delve into research it. There are more than 700,000 active duty military spouses in the US. Why did you see a need to support their well-being? What did your research show?
I was actually working with spouses on the other side. Basically, their husbands or wives are now veterans, and so they are considered veteran spouses. And we were looking at supports available to them, and we kept hearing from them that they saw the value of peer support among veterans and that they really felt that they could benefit from that as well, and that they were dealing with a lot of concerns that they didn't know where to get help. There weren't typical community-based organizations for veteran spouses. Usually those organizations exist for veterans. And so I really came at it from a bit of a backwards approach. And then I realized that the same was true for military spouses, because we built our peer support program for veteran spouses. And then many active duty spouses were asking if they could join the program.
So tell me about the program that you're getting ready to test. It aims to be a resource. How would it work?
So it would work by having any new spouse to an installation. So as soon as they have a permanent change of station or PCS to a new location, they would be able to sign up to join a small group of other spouses in the area, whether they've been there a year or two or they just recently arrived. And there's a semi-structured curriculum that the peer support leaders would follow, and individuals would join a group and get to meet new people, connect with others around common challenges, and get connected to resources in the area to really address whatever it is that they are facing.
So you connected our producer, Ashley Locke, to speak with a few current active duty military spouses so we can hear more about their experience. They're all parents, and I want to play them. And let's begin with Melissa Megwajoa. She and her family have moved all over the country for her husband's assignments, but right now they live off base of Fort Cavazos, formerly known as Fort Hood.
So at least the soldiers get very specific guidelines. This is where you have to go. This is where you show up. This is who you speak to. This is what you wear, blah, blah, blah. There are no instructions for family. All I hear is, hey, I have to go here by this date. There is nothing set up for us. So me as a spouse, I have to figure out, Where are we going to live? Where are the kids going to go to school? How are we going to say our goodbyes? How are we going to maintain the connections? Then getting there, what are we setting up for daycare? Are we going to have two cars? What's the mortgage or the rent look like? Can we live somewhere with the dogs? Like, all of that falls on us.
That's a lot. Elisa, how often do you hear stories like this?
That's extremely common, that story. Just that spouses feel somewhat on their own in terms of making it all work, managing everything while the service member is really focused on their work, which is extremely important, and spouses completely understand that. But spouses just feel like they don't have enough guidance or information about how to really succeed in this life.
And we have another spouse, Scott Shumsky. He and his family are based at Fort Lee in Virginia.
Without a doubt, military spouse life really puts a damper on the spouse career. Sometimes I think the military, they're trying hard. How to say this? They're putting efforts out. They understand it's a problem. But as someone who lived a civilian life for the first 44 years and then was exposed to military life, I see a lot of the 1950s in the military and not reflective of a two-person working family where both individuals are high goal-oriented career individuals. It's really hard to be successful if you're two people. Doesn't mean it's impossible. It's just harder.
That's a really interesting critique right there, Elisa. You know, Scott says he's looking forward to being part of peer support groups as a way to network and get job help. But I know it sounds like it's something you struggled with early in your relationship with your spouse, having to put your career aside. Do you think the military is doing enough now to support spouses with their careers?
I do think there's a lot of focus on that because it's become the number one issue that spouses are raising. And so I think there is a lot of renewed focus on this issue and really trying to develop the best solutions. And they're multi-pronged. So, you know, there's a lot of great partnerships with national nonprofit organizations that are supporting spouse employment efforts in terms of everything they need to network, develop interview skills, resume development, et cetera. So there's a really big focus on that. And then there's also legislation underway to support employment abroad, which there have been restrictions in place in the past. In addition, there's focus on childcare because that also is a related challenge that without reliable, really effective, safe childcare, spouses can't feel comfortable or find the time and space to actually get their to focus on that employment.
Yeah, because they're the primary provider of the care for the children with the spouse serving. To round out the group, we have one more, Kayla Doble. She and her family are based at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, but they're getting ready to move overseas for the first time to Korea.
I didn't know how it would feel as a mom to watch my kids cry because they miss their dad. I didn't know what it would feel like to miss my other half so much and not be able to talk to him. And so to be told by people that don't live this life, well, you get this and you get medical care and you get housing and you get all of these things. I would trade those in a heartbeat sometimes.
I mean, there's very little that one can do to take the place, to replace, to help give what she's asking for when your spouse is away. What advice do you have for her to cope with the feelings of isolation and also just being misunderstood?
Well, something she mentioned is a common concern that we hear is that others don't understand military life. So their civilian counterparts, their families, their friends, they just don't really understand the experience. And, you know, that's part of the issue is that they feel alone and not understood. And so that's what we're trying to create is a sense of community among other spouses where we can freely talk about and express these difficulties and feel understood, feel supported. Many people are going through very similar emotions, and it is part of military life, unfortunately. It's just, it comes with the territory. But to feel supported and connected with others that have been there and seen that, and they've, sometimes it's important to hear from another spouse who's been through that 5 years ago, and they can give that new spouse resources and encouragement and other, you know, tips and tricks about how to get through this, especially with children. How do we help our children stay connected?
I wonder if you can leave us just with your kind of hope and dream for this program. You know, how good could it be if military spouses were supported?
Right. I do believe they have a lot of support, but unfortunately, it's not provided in a consistent manner across the military lifespan. Sometimes it is, but I just believe that if we provide that regular, consistent support, that would be ideal.
Elisa Bora is an associate professor and director of the Institute for Military and Veteran Family Wellness at the University of Texas at Austin. Elisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.